Science-based doubts about the theory of evolution are not new. In the mid-1960s, several mathematicians challenged the plausibility of evolution from a probability standpoint. The resulting mathematical studies culminated in a symposium on the analysis of the probabilities that evolution could occur, which was held at the Wistar Institute, a highly regarded biomedical science research center in Philadelphia. A full record of the presentations at the symposium was published that showed that the biologists were not happy about this new challenge to evolution. They insisted that the mathematicians did not understand evolution, but they did not provide any quantitative answers to the challenges. In the 1970s, Harvard-educated paleontologist Dr. Barbara J. Stahl drew attention to some of the serious shortcomings in the fossil evidence for evolution. In the mid-1980s, King's College London-educated molecular biologist Dr. Michael Denton drew attention to the huge complexity of biological systems at the molecular level and the inability of the theory of evolution to explain the origin of these systems. In the 1990s, the science of information theory came into prominence, but it still has not uncovered a natural source for the huge mass of specific information found within the genome, the DNA blueprint of living things. The cell proteins and nucleotides in our chromosomes are intricately complex and specific in their structure. Minute alterations in the arrangements of the amino acid components of these protein molecules affects their shape, the way they are folded, and their function. Their unique and precise arrangement gives them their specific biological information, or code. Like digits in a computer code, their arrangement must be perfect, or it fails. But where did this information come from? From an ancestor is not a helpful answer. It explains nothing. This failure of evolution theory to be able to explain the source of biological information has been pointed out by several information theorists, such as Professor Werner Gitt at the German Federal Institute of Physics and Massachusetts Institute of Technology educated physicist Dr. Lee Spetner.